Hi, this is Nancy Napier, and I welcome you to Exploration Number 9. Over the years, I've posted quite a few practices focused on water on my nancynapier.com website. Practices that focus on the way that water absorbs and remembers the qualities of thought, emotion, and presence that touch it. And these practices express the importance of offering blessings to water whenever and wherever we encounter it. The other day, I read the following from a Facebook post by Water Transformations. Quote, "Did you know that the thoughts you are thinking are establishing a frequency in the water in your body? If you are thinking loving thoughts, forgiving and compassionate thoughts, your body water is circulating that throughout your body. That is why when you are feeling good inside and counting your blessings, it seems easier to stay in a good mood. Conversely, if your thoughts are angry, frustrated, or self-critical, it's challenging to shift into happier feelings," unquote. For this week's exploration, I invite you to act as if this quotation speaks an important truth, and then to notice how your relationship to water may change, deepen, or in some other way touch you in a meaningful way. Notice what it's like to relate to water as a living essence that is affected by the quality of your thoughts, feelings, and actions, and that whatever touches it remains as part of what it carries as it flows throughout your body, throughout our world. We are in a world of living presence everywhere around us, and this exploration is one way to practice becoming increasingly aware of the fact that we constantly interact with consciousness, sentiency, life as we move through our daily activities. In this case, we interact with a sentiency that comprises up to 60% of the human body and an even higher percentage in some of our organs. If you feel moved to share what you experience as you explore this practice, please be sure to leave a comment. The more we can share with one another, the more support we can all have in learning to live in our multidimensional world as members of a much larger community than we have been taught is present to us. And so, until next time, I wish you well. Bye for now.